Okay, well, before we go to prayer, I just want to bring a little something for us to look at from God's Word. I'll start by asking you if anyone here online, anyone here in the room, is having a rotten day or a rotten week or even a rotten year. Because it is the case that sometimes, as believers in Christ, sometimes we have trouble distinguishing between God's curse and God's correction. In our verse tonight, God appears to be giving a curse to Aaron. So we're looking at Numbers 20, verse 24. Come on in, Peter. We've got a nice little upper room vibe going here. You can move further up if you want. Or I'll move further up. So Numbers 20, verse 24, it says, Aaron shall be gathered to his people, for he shall not enter the land which I have given to the children of Israel, because you rebelled against my word at the water of Meribah. So as we've been seeing in our Sunday sermons, at the waters of contention, Meribah, Aaron sinned. And according to Numbers 20, verse 12, Aaron sinned in this way. He did not believe that the Lord, something about the Lord, didn't believe the Lord, and he didn't hallow the Lord. He didn't uphold the holiness of the Lord. And that sin at the rock, when Moses struck the rock instead of speaking to the rock, that sin caused God to bar Moses and Aaron from entering into Canaan. So Numbers 20:12, then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. So in our verse tonight, Aaron is 123 years old, and it is time for him to die. But he's not going to die in Canaan, and he's not going to die leading the people into the promised land. And his body is not going to be carried into Canaan and buried with the rest of the congregation. He's going to die outside of the land of promise, along with the rebellious wilderness generation. Now, that, especially for someone who has hung in there for all those 40 years, that would feel like God's curse. That would feel like being cast out of God's favor and God's presence. It would feel like God had rejected him in some ultimate sense. Now, if you're hearing this, if you're listening to this and you're a believer, you have times like that. We all have times like that. And it could be some relationship in your life is just burning down, or your work is falling apart, or your health, your body, is afflicted, it's unwell, and your body's falling apart. You've got all this trouble, and it feels like God is far away from you. And what makes those things worse is not only if those things are happening, but what makes it worse is if in that particular moment you sinned. You know that these things are happening, and related to it or just coincidental to it, you have sinned. You have drifted from the Lord. You've been careless in your walk. Or maybe you've edged into the world, into worldly pursuits, worldly friendships. You've failed to keep yourself holy in some way. Whatever it is, you've got this trouble, and it's very closely linked to your own sin. That's where Aaron was. And so now you may feel like you're under God's curse. Well, here's what you need to see in this verse from Numbers. God does not curse his children, but he does correct his children. God does not curse his children, but he does correct us. Have you sinned as a believer? If so, expect that your heavenly Father, who loves you, will correct you. Hebrews 12:6, for whom the Lord loves, he chastens and scourges every son whom he receives. The Father knows how to bring the kind of correction that will produce repentance, humility, and holiness in our lives. So you can think of Jeremiah 31:18. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself. You have chastised me, and I was chastised. Like an untrained bull, restore me, and I will return, for you are the Lord my God. Psalm 119:67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. Correction that comes from God will always be constructive for the believer. It will build you up. We're told he doesn't cast us away. That painful stroke that he delivers will produce the peaceable fruit of righteousness in our lives. That's Hebrews 12. We know this is true for us. We know this is true for Aaron in this situation. We know that God corrected, not cursed, Aaron. How do we know this? Well, for one thing, the line of Aaron was blessed. In spite of Aaron's sin, and this is not the only serious sin that Aaron committed, God blessed the line of Aaron in spite of Aaron's sin. And even though that sin kept him out of Canaan, Aaron's line was blessed. Psalm 115:10. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. In spite of Aaron's sin, the Lord blessed Aaron's house. You see it worked out this way, not just in Psalm 115. You see it worked out in the New Testament. Think about the mother, Elizabeth, the descendant of Aaron. Luke 1, verse 5. There was, in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. To Elizabeth, who is noted to be of the house of Aaron, to Elizabeth a child is born. His name would be John. He would be the greatest of all of the Old Testament prophets. John, her son of the house of Aaron, would baptize Jesus, the Savior of the world. Aaron's house was not cursed. So are you a believer? And are you a believer whose sin has brought correction upon you? God may correct you, but he will not curse you. He will not cast you away. How do you know that? Well, you've got Aaron's example, and you have Christ in the gospel who was cursed for us. Galatians 3, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. Do you have trouble believing that you are forgiven? There are people who wrestle frequently with assurance. Am I forgiven? Well, let me give you a different angle on that struggle. Focus instead on believing that Christ was cursed. Think of the whippings. Think of the nails. Think of the cross. Think of the blood. Christ was utterly cursed. And Christ is the priest who died outside of the borders so that we could live inside God's city. Believe that he was cursed for you. Amen.